BBC Radio Berkshire.
The Andrew Peat Show.
The Andrew Peat Show.
I think it's a great show in the morning.
I like the travel because I like to know what's going on.
Local information, which is useful, particularly roads.
It's good to listen to. We have it on every morning.
It's a useful service.
Fantastic.
Your traffic is really, really useful.
The Andrew Peat Show.
Unmissable in the morning.
BBC Radio Berkshire. So my guest in this bit of the show this morning is a producer, director, writer, famous for futuristic TV programmes, but like nearly 9,000 other people in our area, he's living with dementia. I'm talking about the creator of Thunderbirds, Gerry Anderson, who's been speaking to me for the first time about Alzheimer's disease, which he's actually been battling for 5 or 6 years. He told me when he realised something was wrong.
I don't think I realised it at all. It was my wife, Mary, that began to noticed that here and there I would do something quite daft, you know, like putting the kettle in the sink and waiting for it to boil and not realising you have to switch on. Oh, yeah. She became suspicious and she kept watch on me.
Did she talk to you about it, Gerry?
No, not at the beginning. She said things like, I think you ought to go and see the local doctor. Yeah. What for? Well, you know, getting on now, check-up would be a very good idea. Mm-hmm. That sort of stuff was going on. And then finally, I was persuaded to go and see the doctor. He suggested a test. I think I was quite rude, actually. Say, well, what do I want a test for? You know, I feel fine. But eventually I was confronted with the traditional test, you know, a piece of paper with drawings on it and take a pencil and copy them, which I thought was so easy, you know. And I thought, well, I don't know why they're doing this. I mean, you know, a child could do this. But when I actually started to copy the drawings, that wasn't the case. And I started to get in a muddle. And it was then that I sort of realised that perhaps there was something wrong.
Was that distressing, to be given something that looked like an easy test but turned out to be quite difficult?
Well, it wasn't too stressy to begin with because I didn't know anything about Alzheimer's. So, you know, when they said, we think you've got Alzheimer's, I mean, I could have very easily said, really, can I have two of those? Because I had no idea what it was. But, of course, when it became a reality, then, of course, the real problem started. I think being told that I would not be allowed to drive again was the bitterest blow of all, because that virtually took away my freedom. And what makes it worse is I live in the heart of the country and I had to rely on the family. I found myself saying to Mary, my wife, are you going shopping? And she was saying, yes, why? I said, well, can I come with you? It was an unusual thing for me to ask. But really what it was about, once I was in town, I was able to do a bit of shopping. But more and more that became a problem, and the fact that I couldn't use a car or drive a car anymore meant that I couldn't go to Pinewood Studios where I worked, and I couldn't get home from Pinewood Studios at the end of the day. And this, of course, depressed me enormously because my film work was my life, and suddenly my life was cut off.
Do you get used to it? Do you get used to the life that you now have? Do you get used to not being able to pop to the shops on your own, get in the car and drive where you want to? Or do you never get used to that kind of thing?
No, I'd never get used to that. Never at all. It was a blow and it won't change.
And in terms of everyday life, is it the driving that's the big frustration or the other things as well that are just annoying? You know, is the stuff that's annoyed you today?
Since I've had Alzheimer's, I've realised just